Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, ready?
5 seconds before the performance.
Places, everybody.
Welcome to Theatre First with Alex First.
The Oscar-winning writer of the powerful film Juno, Diablo Cody, has crafted another beauty. This time, the storyline behind the stellar musical Jagged Little Pill. The result? A Tony Award for Best Book of a Musical. Like Juno, Jagged Little Pill is a comedic drama with inclusion at its core. And who can go past the acerbic tongue of Alanis Morissette, whose songs the musical showcases and whose award-winning 1995 album inspired its creation? After nearly 20 years, Mary Jane, MJ, played by Natalie Bassingthwaite, and Steve Healy, Tim Draxel's marriage, is in deep trouble. Living in Connecticut, they're reasonably well off. She's a highly competitive perfectionist who's become addicted to drugs after a car accident. He's a workaholic who regularly bills 60 hours a week. They have two children, both at school. The elder Nick, Liam Head, has just found out he's received a place at Harvard. MJ couldn't be prouder of her elite jock son. 16-year-old African-American daughter Frankie, Emily Nakomo, who writes poetry, has enormous trouble relating to her parents. She's a lesbian, although her parents don't know it, who turns out to be bisexual and is heavily invested in causes. She and her close friend, Joe, Maggie McKenna, are the only members of a club they've formed specifically for that purpose. Joe has in common with Frankie struggling to get her mother to understand her. Other kids at school make fun of the pair. But one day, while reading out another poem, Frankie attracts the interest of a new kid in class, Phoenix, Aiden. Quickly, Frankie's head is turned too. Meanwhile, expectation weighs heavily on the heroic child, Nick. He unexpectedly attends a party where something mighty heavy goes down, involving a longtime friend in Bella, Grace Miel, that he does nothing about. While MJ encourages him to keep quiet about it, the incident's shattering impact affects not only the victim, but MJ, Nick and Frankie. The story is bookended by two deeply personal, ruthlessly honest letters about her previous 12 months that MJ has a habit of widely disseminating via email each Christmas. Wonderfully directed by Diane Paulus, Jagged Little Pill is a rolled gold winner on every level. Pacey, pithy and pulsating. Not only is it a terrific story with excellent music, but the vocals are stupendous, rich and powerful. In fact, so much so that one number, You Ought to Know by Maggie McKenna, brings with it a well-deserved standing ovation during the second act. And I assure you, I was among the many on my feet. Natalie Bassingthwaite sets a high bar, matched by her younger contemporary in Emily Nakomo. Their voices are strong and pure. Maggie McKenna shines as Frankie's friend. The timbre in Tim Draxel's voice adds weight to his characterisation. In fact, there are no weaknesses among the 19-strong exuberant cast that sing and dance up a storm. The choreography is spectacular, free-flowing and athletic, and the staging a real feature. A multitude of props are wheeled in and out at will, with video projections setting the scene and helping to transport the action. An excellent band located on scaffolding at the back of the stage give it their all, providing Morissette's Jagged Little Pill a new life. This is a musical that delights and moves audiences. The mix of light and shade is difficult to balance well in any artistic endeavour, but Jagged Little Pill most certainly has, and much credit for that goes to Diablo Cody. Put simply, it's a must-see jukebox musical. It's playing at the Comedy Theatre until the 16th of March before moving to the Crown Theatre in Perth on the 14th of May and Theatre Royal in Sydney on the 9th of July, 2022.
You've been listening to Theatre First with Alex First. Available at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favourite podcast player. You can also stream on demand at Bytes.com.
This has been another quality podcast production from Bytes.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.